This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News.
Centers for Disease Control is asking Americans not to travel for the Thanksgiving. The reasoning for the new guideline was the 1 million new cases of coronavirus in the last week. The agency says the safest way to celebrate the holidays is with the people in your household until a vaccine is widely available. The White House Coronavirus Task Force is also asking people to follow public health measures until those vaccines are available. Vice President Mike Pence said that the administration is well-equipped for the fight against the virus.
With PPE and medical supplies and equipment that are available to the American people, with the medicines and the therapeutics, and very soon the vaccines that are available, America has never been more prepared to combat this virus than we are today.
At that press conference, Dr. Anthony Fauci also expressed the importance of continuing to wear a mask, washing your hands, and socially distancing. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Elections officials in Georgia have released the results of their hand recount of ballots in the presidential election. The numbers released Thursday have former Vice President Joe Biden ahead of President Trump by about 13,000 votes. At a press conference Thursday, Trump campaign attorney Rudy Giuliani said a new lawsuit will be filed Friday in Georgia over the signature verification process for absentee ballots.
So, for example, the recount being done in Georgia will tell us nothing, because these fraudulent ballots will just be counted again because they wouldn't supply the signatures to match the ballots. So it means nothing.
Georgia is legally required to certify the results of its election by Friday. And as one recount is completed, another will soon begin. Elections officials in Wisconsin have ordered a recount of two of the state's largest counties. The recount of more than 800,000 votes in Milwaukee and Dane counties will begin on Friday. Those counties have until December 1st to complete the job. Former Vice President Joe Biden is currently up about 20,000 votes in that state. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Peanuts holiday specials will be on television this year, after all. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Fans of the Peanuts holiday specials, a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, and a Charlie Brown Christmas can turn their frowns upside down as PBS struck a deal with Apple to bring the programs back to traditional television for special airings. Apple TV Plus acquired the exclusive rights to the entire library of Charles Schulz's animated specials, and for the first time since 1965, there would be no more scenes of Snoopy dancing on regular TV. After an online petition garnered 260,000 signatures and people took to social media to bash Apple TV and Apple Plus, the show is now back on local TV. So mark your calendars. A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and a Charlie Brown Christmas will air ad-free on PBS and PBS Kids on November 22nd and December 13th at 7:30 local time. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Coronavirus outbreaks continue to affect college football, with more of this weekend's games canceled or postponed. The game between Maryland and Michigan State was canceled Thursday after the Terps head coach Mike Loxley tested positive. It's the second straight week Maryland has had their game canceled. Number 22 Texas and Kansas has been postponed, just the second Big 12 conference game to be rescheduled because of an outbreak. The American Athletic Conference and the Mountain West Conference each had two conference matchups postponed as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, I find it quite strange, frankly, when the majority of Americans believe that voter fraud has taken place. I mean, we're talking over 50%, according to Reuters. But yet there's so many people, I guess, have bought into the narrative that's being pushed out there by the Democrats and by the mainstream media and all its social media allies and that, that insist that voter fraud is non-existent. This is amazing to me. It's real clear what's being reported, but yet they want everybody to be in denial. And it's amazing when you talk to somebody who just refuses to accept that voter fraud exists. It's like those that, like Jerry Nadler on the Beltway, that thinks that Antifa is just some sort of Beltway myth. John Guandola joins us now, the former FBI agent and counterterrorism expert. And he wrote about this, his latest commentary, or one of the latest, is voter fraud is one more battle in the war for liberty. John, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing great, and it's great to be on with you again.
John, I always am. I'm so grateful for you and for your passion to keep these threats in front of people because, I mean, these threats that should be so obvious that they're there, and I guess that's what keeps you in business and probably frustrated all at the same time because you're going, wait a minute, can't you see what is happening here?
Well, that's right. And the thing that I think if there's a significant, massive takeaway for your listeners this morning, it is that the evidence of a massive voter fraud effort, a massive coup effort in the United States has taken place.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for people who watched yesterday's press conference by the attorneys involved in this, including Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell and Jenna Ellis. If you are not, as one of the journalists, thank goodness we had some people paying attention, who said the American people should be appalled and shocked at the information that was presented at that press conference yesterday because it is overwhelming that literally numerous jurisdictions in America used voting systems that were designed at the direction of Hugo Chavez here in America. They were mm-hmm. used in this presidential election, and there is evidence that they did what they were designed to do,
exactly,
which is change votes in mid-election by at least the thousands, potentially the millions, and that these voting systems were created by two of Hugo Chavez's and the dictator Maduro's allies, and the servers where the actual results come through or come through foreign countries.
Exactly.
And this is this truly is banana republic, third world, revolutionary stuff, and people should hang for treason, among other things, for this, because we know there are elected officials and others directly involved in this.
We're talking people within the country. See, the threat is no longer existential. I mean, you talk, Hugo Chavez, we've got Maduro. I mean, this is why the people in Venezuela were so shocked going, wait a minute. I mean, it's almost like the same thing. You know, there was such excitement for the alternative to Maduro, and then all of a sudden Maduro wins by a landslide. They go, well, we got worked. And we got worked again. And so this is the system they use. And you think, okay, well, that's just in Venezuela. But when you find out that it's being utilized here in America, and John, I want you to put into perspective, because I think some people have this kind of misconcept that, oh, well, you've only found like Robert Barnes, for example, this famed constitutional civil rights and tax attorney. He's put this great website together called hereistheevidence.com. And he notes there 69 different instances of election irregularities. Now, when you look at it, I mean, really, have 69. And at this point, I mean, we're just a couple of weeks down the road. I mean, compared to the Mueller investigation, they wish they'd had something as extensive as this after, what, $40 million worth of the people's money in investigating Russian collusion. But right off the bat, Robert Barnes has put this together. It is... it's quite telling, but, you know, because the people aren't hearing, like you say, it could be thousands, it could be millions. That still is yet to be determined. But some people want to argue, they want to put that counter argument. Oh, Bill, why are you so worried? That's just a couple of thousand votes. He wouldn't have won anyway. Why is that a false argument?
Well, it's a false argument because, number one, we don't know. Mm-hmm. We know that just the anomalies and the statistical impossibilities. So just stepping back, before you actually even look at the numbers, we have Joe Biden performing across the board significantly less than Mrs. Clinton in certain demographics, in areas in general, except five areas. Miraculously, in five specific areas, his numbers are radically higher. And these are the five key areas where we know that this program was turned on and used for sure. So that's called evidence. Mm-hmm. And you can say it's circumstantial, whatever. As a former FBI agent, it's just like when you interview somebody and you realize, oh, I'm being lied to. Mm-hmm. So the fact that I use my training and experience to know this person's lying to me, that is an indicator. Now I need to figure out what is actually the truth. The indicator is there's a lie. There's a fraud going on. And we know that because the anomalies that we see with the voting are big red flags. Now we need to dig in. I can tell you on an investigation like that, the fact that they've done everything they have in merely 2 weeks is incredible. Now, so that's just, we don't know all the numbers yet, but we know that fraud took place. We know that votes were changed electronically. But the point is, that's not the only way votes were changed. We know, for instance, in Pennsylvania, we have probably 700,000 votes, approximately, that are, we don't know the actual votes. 700,000.
Wow.
That were... We don't know because it was the way that the voting took place on the mail-in ballots, the way they evaluated them was unlawful. It violated Pennsylvania state law the way they did it. Obviously, it violated federal law, and it was unconstitutional the way it was handled. And the way the decisions were made have been unconstitutional because the Pennsylvania Supreme Court does not have the legal right to actually change voting laws. And some of that will make it to the Supreme Court. But you've got the provisional voting fraud. That's one way they did it, mm-hmm. right? In other yes. words, the votes were assigned by the Democrats, right? And then where it was for Trump, they just, like if there were, here's a great example. If there was an irregularity on the ballot, what you're supposed to do, according to state law in most of these states, is you discount that ballot. Mm-hmm. But what they're doing in those counties we're talking about that are in real contention is they kept the Biden votes and they would call the voters and contact them. And they'd make sure that vote went for Biden, and then they wouldn't do the same thing for Trump. That's unlawful. That's in violation of both state and federal election laws. This is one example.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from the counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent John Guandolo, after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Hindi is the most widely spoken language in India, and the Tide Ministry is thrilled to partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to broadcast their Good News Club material on television. The goal is to capture the attention of children with songs, Bible stories and applications, memory verses, and other tools to help them understand and respond to God's truth in their own language. Of all the people in India, only 2% profess to be Christians. That leaves 1.2 billion who have yet to know Jesus as their Savior. Together, the Tide Ministry and CEF hope to lead Hindi children into meaningful relationships with Christ and guide them to be witnesses in their homes and communities.
For more information about the Tide Global Radio Ministry and this initiative to help lead children across India into relationship with Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is stunning, heartbreaking, infuriating, and the most unpatriotic acts I can even imagine for people in this country to have participated in any way, shape, or form. And I want the American public to know right now that we will not be intimidated. American patriots are fed up with the corruption from the local level to the highest level of our government, and we are going to take this country back. We are not going to be intimidated. We are not going to back down. We are going to clean this mess up now. President Trump won by a landslide. We are going to prove it, and we are going to reclaim the United States of America for the people who vote for freedom.
Sidney Powell, who said that she doesn't say anything unless she can prove it, John Guandolo, and a very impassioned response to the media during that conference. She shares the sentiment of a majority of Americans that are so frustrated, and especially those that know the truth. I mean, Sidney has a little bit more information than we do, and you're opening up the door to enlighten us even further. And with each bit of additional information that is received, the frustration in America is growing. This is why last weekend you had so many people that were responding to that Stop the Steal rally. And they showed up in record numbers. I mean, the media wanted to say, well, you know, thousands of people, you know, some thought, well, they would be generous and say tens of thousands. But even the D.C. police admitted there were over a million people that showed up last Saturday to say, hell no, we're not going to put up with this anymore.
That's right. American patriots realize what is happening. We are on the brink. The blossoming, as I like to say, the 100 years of the communist movement in this country, the 60 years of the jihadi, the Islamic movement in the country, and all of their efforts are blossoming right now. And it's unfortunately blossoming out a poison flower, a poison fruit that is meant to bring down this country. And this coup attempt in this election is the, you know, it's the coup d'etat. Their amazing effort from their perspective of being able to finally take power, and they're not going to do it. And they need to understand patriots will fight. If they try to declare that Joe Biden is the winner with all this evidence on the table, there is going to be a fight. Just like if Mr. Trump is declared the winner, they've been saying for a year they're going to go to blows just because they don't want him. Because they understand, and this is the point, from the moment he was elected, from the moment he was nominated, they knew he had the ability to destroy the communist and Islamic movement, and so they made it clear they were going to do whatever it took to make sure he was not president, or he couldn't function as president. And with all of the withering attacks against him in his first 4 years in office, he still accomplished a great amount. Imagine if he's able to actually blast these individuals and this organized effort of communists and jihadis and their collaborators and their financiers and blow that out of the water, what America can do. And that's what Sidney Powell was just articulating. Right. Americans are savvy. And as Ronald Reagan used to say, Americans, the reason our liberty matters is because when Americans actually know the truth, they will stand up for it. And that's what's happened. Americans are getting it, and they are willing to go all the way. And our enemies need to know that.
Mm-hmm. John, how can people resist this idea of a coup that has been taking place for the last 4 years in our country? I mean, this is so obvious, but yet they want to be in denial. And I think some people just are, I don't know if their head's in the sand or they just hate Trump so much that they just, they can't even open up their understanding channels to even begin to appreciate that this is, in fact, what's been going on. I mean, from day one, I mean, all the evidence, I mean, say what you want to say about the Mueller investigation. What it proved was that this was one big hoax, the Russian delusion. And, you know, and that was proved with the people's money. I mean, you could say if anything was redeemed from the $40 million, it did prove that fact. But, you know, as you say, all these allies, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Jerry Nadler, Adam Schiff, these other acolytes involved with this attempted coup, even Barack Obama. I mean, let's not forget him. He knew all of this that was going on. What people don't appreciate about Barack Obama was a micromanager. He knew everything. Don't you think that this was done without his knowledge, including Dr. Fauci going against his wishes to go to Wuhan to open up that laboratory, as you recall? And so he goes ahead and opens up the laboratory. 18 months later, his own people come back and say, these guys are reckless. They're a bunch of cowboys. They're going to have a problem here. So, you know, the thing is that people need to put into consideration is the timeline here is when everything, you know, started to break loose here. Where was Dr. Fauci to say, wait a minute, you know, hey, I know about that. I know about that lab. We helped build that lab, and we knew those people were reckless. He said nothing, John.
Well, right. You just opened up a lot of doors. I will say this.
I'm sorry. That's the problem. There's so many doors to this corruption. It is all right. Corrupt, you know. And so, yes, you know, here's one thread. Here's another thread. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I don't think Mr. Obama simply knew it. I think he is at the center of this coup. He's at the center of the what's going on. I think the people you've named are others involved in this. And I think John Brennan and James Comey are other main players, as well as John Podesta and quite a few others. The key here is this is, and we've been talking about it, and the reason that I and others can write about it in great detail is because when you study this and when you look at it, it is very apparent what is going on and who's involved, and they must be held accountable. Now, I want to touch on something. The front end of this, your question was, what, you know, why are people not getting it? Are they confused? Whatever. I will just say from my perspective and understanding the threat's perspective is as we travel the country, there are a lot of people. This is heavy stuff. Mm-hmm. And you and I have talked about this on the show before. There are a number of people, and I don't know what the percentage is, where this is so heavy and the implications of this are so heavy that some people just cannot absorb it. And it's not because they're dumb or they're in denial from the state of they don't want to know. It's just it's too much for them.
Yeah.
So there is a group of people that are like that. There are obviously people that are nefarious and they just hate Mr. Trump so much and want a socialist communist government that they'll do whatever it takes. Those people are clearly in the enemy camp. Mm-hmm. But there are also people that this is too much for them to grasp. Mm-hmm. They simply can't believe it's as bad as it is. But the final thing I'll say is the reason our enemies use propaganda, the massive propaganda, I mean, the fact that on one day last weekend, the weekend before last, where they all came together in the media and said Joe Biden is the declared winner. Well, if they're all independent news networks, am I to understand that every news network somehow mentally made that decision at the exact same time and put it out within an hour?
Or think about that.
Was there a decision made among them? See, propaganda is used because it works.
Yeah.
Propaganda is used because it works, and that's why the communists used it in Russia in what became the Soviet Union. It's why the Nazis used it. It's why Mao used it. It's why everyone used it. It's why the Democrat Party uses it. It's why it's being used right now in this effort. Propaganda is used because it works. And so that is a big part of it. I know good people who are patriots who are kind of stunned and they're not sure which way to go because the propaganda has been so heavy it makes it hard to figure out where the truth is and where it's not. And that's the purpose of it.
And this is why it's so important that we stay united, and we'll talk more about that later. John Guandolo, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Take care.
Report is sponsored by Bank of America. With the home more important than ever, more than half of prospective homebuyers are planning to buy sooner rather than later, according to new homebuyer insights from Bank of America. In fact, many are actively looking at properties and homes and researching financial advice. However, one in five hopeful buyers feel they lack financial education, making it difficult to know how to move forward with confidence. AJ Barkley, Senior Vice President, Neighborhood Lending at Bank of America.
Home buying is a personal decision, and there's no secret formula to assessing emotional and financial readiness. Luckily, being armed with the right tools and knowledge can help you feel better equipped for the home buying journey. Our first-time home buyer online edu-series provides an easy-to-understand roadmap to home buying and allows you to go at your own pace as experts guide you on preparing your finances, making an offer, applying for a mortgage, and much more.
To learn more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/homebuyer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Churches last week uncovered the skeletal remains of three people on two properties near Los Sauces, a tiny community 200 miles south of Denver, Colorado. After their discovery, a manhunt was issued for Andre Jordan Barros, a.k.a. Psycho. He was captured Thursday without incident in Gallup, New Mexico. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said lawmakers should redirect unspent stimulus funding to infuse the economy as America waits for the coronavirus vaccines. The $580 billion funds that have already been appropriated wouldn't cost taxpayers an additional penny, Mnuchin said Thursday. Earlier in the day, Mnuchin requested the return of unused funds from the Fed's Emergency Pandemic Lending Program. That action triggered pushback from the central bank, which said the program served a vital role. The Fed said in a statement it would prefer that the full suite of emergency facilities established during the coronavirus pandemic continue to serve their important role. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Discussing all these topics regarding the coup that has been going on for over 4 years, that many people, like John said so rightfully, it's so heavy to think that this is something that's going on in our own country, the land of the free, home of the brave. We say just because it always was, it should always be. But even Ronald Reagan reminded us that liberty and our freedom does not pass on, through our DNA or through our bloodstream. It can be lost, just in that transition from one generation to the next. It's just that easy. But key to all this, ladies and gentlemen, what is really clear about this is that we have been divided. You know, that old trite saying, united you stand, divided you fall. I mean, clearly, we have been siloed and divided to such a degree that we are resisting coming together in dealing with this travesty that is going on right now, this active coup and voter fraud in our country. And, oh, yeah, by the way, on top of that, a pandemic that we cannot seem to agree on, that even the scientists have turned this into a political football. With us right now is the founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, John Whitehead. John, you've been talking about this. You've been writing about this. The fact that we have purposely, chosen to be ignorant of our Constitution, and at a time that our constitutional principles should be holding us together, We don't even know what to hang on to right now, and it's no wonder that we're being used as tools by those on the left, right?
Well, one reason we don't hang on to our constitutional rights, and I've been talking about this and trying to educate people, is no one knows their rights. No one knows the Bill of Rights. It's not taught in the schools. Lawyers can't tell me what's in the First Amendment when I talk to them. And, you know, the Bill of Rights, by the way, is 462 words. It takes 5 minutes to read them. But, you know, the Ninth and Tenth Amendment give we, the people, the power to change, alter government. It says that rights listed in the Constitution are not all of our rights, referring back to Thomas Jefferson's opening to the Declaration of Independence. Where do our rights come from? The Creator. Oh, yes. That's right. They don't come from government. But most people today think rights come from government. That's because they're ill-educated. But,
and they're being conditioned to think that now, oh, yeah, even more so, John, that right, it's not from God himself. This is the big power play that's happening right now in America, and people need to wise up to see what's going on. I mean, it is a clear and blatant replacement of God, and, you know, by the government. They feel like they're better than God and they can provide better than us. And you tell me anytime, any place where anything that the government has created that has been sustainable.
Well, too, but Benjamin Franklin said it best. Either we hang together or we'll hang separately. So that's basically is what I'm seeing right now. And, you know, it's, people should go to Rutherford.org and read my articles over the last, let's say, just month, where I talk about all these things about how so-called government is controlled by, you know, a lot of powerful people with money. And it's amazing. Detailed studies by Princeton and Northwest University shows that Washington, D.C. is controlled by 585 billionaires, as they refer to, the oligarchic elite, and that studying 20 years of policies, they concluded that the average voter, we the people, don't get what we want most of the time. And, I mean, you see so much fraud coming out of D.C. And you're talking to a lawyer here, by the way. It's sued out of Washington, D.C. for 40 years, and I've seen the fraud, and it's there. And, I mean, if this what we're seeing today hasn't been played out, doesn't wake people up, I don't think they can be awake. You got to open your eyes, folks. Like I say, your mind is useless if your eyes are blind. So look what we're seeing, and as we slide into the Biden presidency, I mean, watch out. I mean, I think the things that you have to go back in time and study these things. You can go to our website to do that. But under Obama, man, they were pushing some policies that were very, very dangerous. Left-wing extremism memos, watching people, Operation Vigilant Eagle, watching returning veterans coming back. Case that we tried where a guy was arrested because he was criticizing Obama, a former Marine, and put in a mental hospital. Threat assessments started under Obama. This is Biden was the vice president. Remember that, folks.
Right.
He didn't object to any of this stuff. Hollow point bullets, the Department of Homeland Security bought them for their agents, and 175,000 federal agents now have hollow point bullets.
John, explain to the audience why they would have hollow point bullets. What's the difference?
Well, hollow point bullets, if you have ever seen the Jackie Kennedy get up and reach back and get part of JFK's skull off of the trunk, put it in her lap. What they do is, when I'm a former military officer, we could not use them. They were considered illegal. And when they hit the body, they expand on contact and they collect flesh. In other words, if it hits you in the shoulder, it can take your whole arm off, even if it's a small caliber bullet. So they blast you. All they need is one to blast you away totally. You're gone. I mean, they'll shoot your leg off. And yeah, and unfortunately, all the bullets increased even under the Trump administration to 5 bullets for every American man, woman, and child in this country. And the government keeps pushing this through the, you know, like I said, when they're arresting veterans coming back, we help a lot of veterans just because they're criticizing the government. And the National Defense Authorization Act was upped under Obama, has moved forward, and now it allows the president to label someone an extremist and take them away. So, listen, things are picking up, and you mentioned COVID earlier. With COVID now, we're moving in total biometric immunity cards. I mean, they're going to be, if they get their way, you're going to be able to travel from state to state without doing some kind of test. And with airlines now saying you may have to take a vaccine before you can fly.
Exactly. Right.
The large corporations are now, like I say, look at that Princeton study I talk about, show that they work together. And, I mean, we're going to see a system of oppression I don't think we've ever seen before.
Well, and you raise a scary point here in terms of forced vaccinations when you've got probably on the surface right now, John, at least a third of the country is saying it doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It's just principally they don't want to inject, you know, some, you know, foreign substance into their body.
Yeah. And that's, you know, it's already there. They got the vaccine. It was pushed through, you know, through the actually under Donald Trump too. But again, there are certain powers in Washington D.C. that always operate and continue moving forward. You know, people don't realize this, but there are over 430 federal agencies. So when a president takes over, either he's got the kind of staff that's watching continuously, or you've got 430 agencies that are taking money. I mean, the Pentagon was just found disappearing military equipment. They don't know where it went, and they didn't pass the audit, but they're going to get another $10 trillion now.
Yeah. Well, they've never – they have they ever passed an audit? Yeah. Have they ever passed an audit, John? Yeah, exactly. But has the Pentagon ever passed an audit? I mean, how many trillions of dollars are out there in the ether somewhere? God only knows where it's at. And, I mean, this is collective over the years.
Marines tell me. I mean, former Air Force pilots who have come back and met with me and said, you won't believe it, John. When we captured rifles, they were American-made. Wow. And I went, what?
Mm-hmm.
So there's something going on so nefarious that we all need to get educated. And we've talked about this: education precedes action. You really can't do anything, you know. And again, if you're listening to the mainstream media, be very, very careful what they're saying, because at some point we're seeing that with different channels, they cut, all of a sudden they're all moving in the same direction.
What's a propaganda machine? Clearly, this is what's been developing right before our eyes, and the people instinctively have an they know it's uncomfortable. They're you know, they're really blowing it. I mean, the whole trustworthiness. I mean, I wrote about this recently, John, about the lost headline. You know, this is regarding voter fraud, and we'll talk more about that. But, you know, traditionally, I mean, journalists would die for a headline like what's lying right there, right before their eyes in America. And right now they're all quiet and they're all crickets. And it makes you wonder, going, wait a minute, how delusional has the mainstream media, you know, how delusional have they become that they would have abandon something that is just so innate to their professional DNA to not even report on what's going on with voter fraud? This is, you know, this is nothing short of a cabal, in my humble opinion.
Yes.
Well, John Whitehead is with us, the founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, and we've got more to discuss with him. We're going to take full advantage of our time and look at, as he says, it is education that precedes action, and we're giving you lots of education to make sure that you act appropriately. Stay with us.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The underserved communities that are being hardest hit by the pandemic, Black, Brown, Latino, Latin American community, Native American communities, small towns, rural communities. They talked about that in some detail. Thirdly, we discussed the need to help states with Title 32 funding for the National Guard. That's a fancy way of saying governors need to be able to get funding when they need to bring their National Guard into play. And National Guards are going to have to play this. It costs a lot of money.
John, that's the way it sounds now. What's it going to sound like in another year?
I don't know. It depends on what policies they move forward. If they move forward to national mask mandates, there are going to be some people who are going to obviously rebel. The vaccinations, I think, forced vaccinations, I guess the question, what would Thomas Jefferson think? Do we have bodily integrity, or do we have to be forced to have something rammed into our bodies that we don't know what it is? And another thing that I've written on is eugenics. A lot of people who are the very, very wealthy of the world look upon the much of the human race as being an inferior product, and they would like to decrease it. They've been talking about it for years, since the early 1900s in this country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think we have to be very, very careful about what we're seeing today, whether, you know, again, James Madison said it best, we ought to mistrust all those in power and question people in power because they have money behind them most of the time. Even some of your local, many of your local, I'd say, by the way, people in your communities, local city council and stuff, have money behind them. They're flown here and there, and the money people get their votes and whatever. But what I'm trying to tell people is, we have to get organized at this point. Either we hang together or we're going to hang separately.
Mm-hmm.
And as Benjamin Franklin said, and get in your local communities and start finding out what's going on, and you can push back against this. The 10th Amendment gives you that right to nullify acts of the federal government. Push it back, you know, stand up for your rights and get together, you know. And if one thing the government, like, and you mentioned it earlier, and I've seen it in most of my career, is that They can divide us. They can conquer us. All they got to do is get us yelling at each other. And, you know, it's – and, again, if you're, we need to get together in groups, start civil liberties oversight committees, I call them, in your local communities, where you're pushing against city councils and stuff to back off some of the crazy things they're doing, and get your act together, because the Constitution starts with those three neat words, we the people, we are
exactly.
The government.
Yeah, and you bring up an excellent point, because it does start at the local level. I mean, because what happens is these the next level of government looks and sees what's happening in these local governments. So the people, do they care? Are they laissez-faire? Are they apathetic about it? Okay, well, we know that there's a movement, and they are measuring this up to see what kind of restrictions that they can employ. I mean, look at California. They've just come out. You were asking me if I was still in California. I've been based out of Florida now for the last 11 years. I still go back because I've got three sons. One of my sons just moved back to Florida, so we welcomed him home over the weekend. But the other three are still there. And, you know, so I get back to California, but, you know, I hear that, you know, Governor Newsom has really tightened the screws regarding the lockdowns there in the state of California.
Yeah, but, you know, people can fight back. I'm just saying, if you like, we just helped a pastor, and we won the case in Delaware, African-American pastor, who was upset that they were limiting him to 10 indoor gatherings in his church. And the big box store shopping centers are all operating basically at full speed. So we filed a lawsuit challenging his religious freedom, and he was discriminated against under the Fourth Amendment. And the governor now has backed off on the churches. So you can do it, but you have to say, I'm going to stand up against
exactly.
The government. And, you know, Thomas Paine said it, it's the duty of the patriot to resist the government and to think about these things. Don't. When you're looking at something like I say, don't accept what anybody says on the news. You know, Carl Bernstein, maybe I've mentioned on the show before, of Bernstein and Woodward, who exposed the Nixon administration. Great journalist, but he did an article. He said he was shocked as he worked with the major publications, New York Times, the television news channels, that the CIA, NSA, and groups like that actually sent in and advised these news organizations how to present the news. He was shocked by it. And that was a 1977 article that I've talked about a lot. But if that's true, folks,
yeah.
The news you're getting, you can't trust.
Yeah, if that was then, how is it now, John?
Oh, I think it's worse now.
Yeah,
anyway,
it has to be.
I don't watch television. Sorry, I can't. I have trouble watching it. Mm-hmm. And I know the average American watches 150 hours of television a month. What I'm saying is give me one-third of those hours and get in your local communities. Get away from that stuff and see what's really going on at your local level and get things changed. Because when I see someone on CNN or whatever, and they're saying, now let's bring on what's-his-name or whatever, and he's a former White House aide or former mm-hmm. CIA, and I'm going, what?
Yeah.
We don't have independent news people anymore. We have
no
people. So be very, very careful what you hear. Question everything about authority and listen to James Madison, mm-hmm. people like that who questioned authority, and what did they give us? The Constitution.
Yeah. Well, in some states, you know, strip centers, or I mean, I'm not talking strip centers, like strip, you know, What am I trying to say? Are regarded more essential than worship than you know houses of worship. I'm talking about strip joints, you know, which is amazing. It's like it's okay to go to a strip joint, but not okay to go to church.
Yeah.
So I guess somehow we got to have the churches in strip joints now.
Yeah, but again, you can fight back. We just won in Delaware. We won a New York case where a pastor was speaking to 17 cars on his cell phone out in this parking lot. Police arrived and said he couldn't do it. And he called us, and I said, what?
No.
We told the police to back off, and we were going to sue them the next day, and they backed off. So standing up against government in a nonviolent way does work. I mean, but, you know, you have to say, hey, I'm going to do it. I'm not just going to take it. I mean,
yes.
Why would we want to take it? We're Americans. Americans have the greatest human rights document in the world in front of them. It's called the Constitution, especially with the Bill of Rights on it. You know, the right to own a weapon, the Second Amendment, the right to protest the government, the First Amendment, the Third Amendment, keep the government out of your homes. You know, the government's trying to tell us how many people we can have in our homes and stuff. We can't celebrate Christmas. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, either we own our homes or we don't. If the government owns them, folks, you might as well say Heil Hitler.
Yeah, might as well. John, I mean, this thing is really off the rails here, to the point, as you wrote about, in pointing out the psychopaths in our government. I mean, this is really psychopathic what's happening in our government when you really stop to think about it. And I'm not saying that to unruly just scare people. But think about it. Think what they're doing. I mean, they want to take over. They're saying they're the most important thing, that we're the lessers, they're the better. And we're lucky that they are here for a time such as this, because we would be lost. We'd be forsaken. We just couldn't survive.
No, but realize this again. The people don't realize the top 12 billionaires in America made $283 billion in the last 6 months in America. And the average Americans, a lot of them can't find jobs. The average American pays more money in taxes and food, clothing, and their medical care now in America. Come on, folks. Yeah. Don't you see what's happening? So the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. And the only way we're going to fight back, they don't listen. They when they see a group of people, it can be 10, they see a movement and they get worried.
Right.
They see 20, they start getting more afraid, especially if you're nonviolent and you know how to petition and picket the government.
John, the elections here, people are, it's hard for them to get their brain around the reality of voter fraud. Eric Holder, the former attorney general under Barack Obama, looked in the camera and said, there's no such thing as voter fraud. I had to laugh. You got to be kidding me. I mean, people are being arrested. They're in jail for voter fraud. How can you say something so ignorant? And to your whole point, it wasn't necessarily ignorant. It's purposeful. I mean, in terms of trying to dumb us all down, right?
It's to dumb you down, make you become mind slaves to a system that wants your money, and that sooner or later, by the way, and I keep warning people about this, artificial intelligence is going to be running the show in the future, whether it's voting, how you move in life, and stuff like that. Google and companies like that are working with the NSA and CIA to do that now. So watch out, folks. Stay alert and be mistrustful of what you hear. Get active in your local communities, and you can do a lot. As I say, the Constitution is a human rights document. It's not right or left. It's right down the middle. It's keep the people free.
Exactly. And the thing is, we've been seeing big tech in these Senate hearings, and tell me how much manure they've been pouring out.
Big tech, I mean, they control everything. I mean, Google works, like I said, the NSA and stuff. Facebook, if you don't say the right thing now, it's taking down what people are saying. They're destroying free speech, and people are allowing it, by the way, as long as they can go on Facebook and do it, and Google, stuff like that. But I mean, it's everything you're doing is being watched now. And like I said, the Department of Homeland Security is watching your home, Fed assessments. The police are reading social media accounts now to see if they can predict if you're going to commit a crime or if you're disagreeing with mandates or something like that. So that's all here. Everything that the people talked about in the science fiction novels like 1984, I mean, 1984 is an instructional manual for the future, which is now.
Mm-hmm. Well, this whole point, what it's coming down to, it's back to Martin Niemöller, as you and I have talked about before.
Yep.
When they first came for the socialists, I wasn't a socialist, it didn't matter to me. And then, they came for the... And then it comes down to where they finally came to you, and because you didn't do anything and everybody else is gone, there's nobody there to protect you. And that's how we're being divided, is that, some people, like you say, in Facebook and Twitter, I'm not John Donald Trump. It doesn't matter to me. But all of a sudden, the screws start getting tightening down to where eventually it is you, and you have no other recourse. He's the founder and president of the Rutherford Institute. John Whitehead has been with us. John, thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended